It's 16 in front of 6 o'clock, and I apologize if you for those people who set their alarm for 5:45 to catch the best 5 minutes of the day. We are a tad early this morning, Jason Kahn, so it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you got to be prepared for the time to come.
Now, somewhat that's on me because, I mean, radio, you try to have these fixed events that people can count on, and so...
Sure.
I don't know. I may have to answer to the people, so...
I mean, you could hang up and we could wait a few seconds.
Well,
the time we're filling right now.
Some would say we already have wasted it. All right.
Yeah.
Eau Claire City Council okays no mow May ordinance. Are you behind this?
I am. I think it's a great idea to not mow for the month. And we'll see if I make it. If I end up leaving town again, I'm sure Heather will get on the mower and do it. But. You know, I'm definitely behind it.
What started on the Cairns front lawn has spread to the entire city of Eau Claire. Now, it's just advisory. Nobody's going to come and arrest you if you cut your grass in May. But the neighbors, especially the bee-loving ones, may look at you somewhat askance, I guess, right?
Maybe. You know, I'm hopeful what it does is that it relieves those of us who do practice no-mow May from the neighbors who have the perfectly manicured lawns and looking askance at us.
Yeah.
You know, and we had a neighbor like that at one point who actually called the police on us because our wildflowers were too long in the front yard. And yeah, and that's just, you know, I struggle with that because I think if you want a perfectly manicured lawn, do it. Have at it.
Yeah.
But I would like the freedom to do no mow May. And so I'm grateful that there's some advisory or allowance for that now.
Yeah. Turns out we got a councilman, Joshua Miller. He's a former beekeeper. He drove the ideas for bees and the other pollinators. So the no mow May advisory. But basically, Eau Claire does require you to keep your grass shorter than 7 inches, but they won't start to enforce that until June as opposed to April.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad you're happy. We were going to talk briefly about the performance illusion. And basically, in the Christian life, people, one of the biggest struggles I've found is believing that God loves me where I'm at, not based on my performance. And two resources that have been helpful, a book by Chap Clark. I'm looking at it here, just the overview. It's called The Performance Illusion. And then, well, another one, Jerry Bridges' book, one of the uglier covers ever, but it's a great book, Transforming Grace, Living Confidently in God's Unfailing Love. And again, in that one, just the idea is that grace is not just the foundation for justification, getting saved, or going to heaven, glorification, but it's the foundation for your sanctification. And that was a big aha to me. You know, Christ's work is the bottom line, not Mark's work.
Right. You know, and I think that is one of the biggest pieces of our sanctification is coming to rest in that truth.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that grace is bigger than what we may have imagined. And, I have shared this here before, I think, but even the idea of feeling reluctant to go to God in prayer because I'm not quite cleaned up enough to do so. And, you know, and that's that performative piece and, you know, and it's Christ's work and not our own that matters.
There we go. We did that pretty concisely. All right. We got Philippians 2:14 today.
Short verse in the NLT. It just says, do everything without complaining and arguing.
But in Jason Kahn's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, it's not short. It's a lengthy paragraph on that. Here we go. Here's what Dr. Kahn says. Beloved, do not be a grumbler who questions the purpose of everything. C.S. Lewis was right when he wrote, quote, hell begins with a grumbling mood, always complaining, always blaming others, but you are still distinct from it. You may even criticize it in yourself, and you wish you could stop it. But there may come a day when you can no longer. There will be no you left to criticize the mood or even to enjoy it, but just the grumble itself going on forever like a machine. It is not a question of God sending us to hell. In each of us, there is something growing, which will be hell unless it is nipped in the bud. That's the end of the C.S. Lewis quote. And finally, you close it off by saying, you damage yourself if you continually grumble and complain. I never heard that C.S. Lewis quote.
It's in The Great Divorce, and which is my favorite book. And I think it's one of the, there's a lot of well-known passages from The Great Divorce, but that's one I think that gets kind of skipped over sometimes. But I think it's really powerful, and I come back to it at times and think, okay, am I grumbling? Am I living a life of complaint? And I know that sometimes I do. And I think we're called to something higher.
Very good. Hey, we did it in less than five. Well, no, probably a little over. We started early. But anyhow, we covered a lot of material. Jason, thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Best 5 minutes of the day. All right, birthdays today. We've got a request for a wake-up call that I'm just seeing here. So we will try to pursue that. Thank you. And again, we invite people to do that. Not a lot of people take us up on that. But somebody with a January 25th birthday, we will get to. But having said that, we also move on to some of the birthdays we are aware about on Facebook today, including Bob Wing. He helped us sell a house or two and buy some as well. Bob, basically you see people on Facebook, but much more than you do in person, unless you maybe go to church or work together. So he's got a birthday today, a long time working with Clevin Realtors in Eau Claire. Lenita Stutzman with a birthday today, as does her mother-in-law, Karen Stutzman. Amy Cope, happy birthday to Amy. Wonderful sister in Christ. See her at Ramsey's Restaurant in Eau Claire. Pat Linden with a birthday today. And Chad Selgi, long time with the Navigators Ministry. Others with a birthday today include the likes of Jennifer Lewis, who's the voice of Flo in the Pixar's Car series, 66. Anna Ortiz from Ugly Betty, 52. Ukrainian President Zelensky is 45. Boy, what a life he's lived. From stand-up comedy to the president of Ukraine in 45 years. Christine Lakin, 44. Alicia Keys, 42. Michael Trevino, 38. And Ariana DeBose from Hamilton and a Golden Globe for West Side Story is 32. Our promise of the day coming from 365promises.com. Barry Adams, a daily devotional, picture and verse. Today it's Psalm 84:11. I will not withhold any good thing from those with an upright heart. It's the 25th promise of the year. I will not withhold any good thing from those with an upright heart. Barry says God is good and every good and perfect gift comes from his hand. Today's promise once again reaffirms this truth. He will not withhold any good thing from those with an upright heart. The enemy of our souls would want us to believe the opposite, that God isn't good and that he's distant and angry. Barry says his prayer today is that each of us would reject every lie that would try and make us believe that God isn't who the Bible says he is, so that we can align our thoughts and prayers with the truth that the Lord is good and his mercy will endure forever. And I'm two paragraphs in, so let me finish the devotion. He says, may the sense of his goodness flood your soul today, and may you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is your sun and your shield. The truth is, he loves you with all of his heart, and he will not withhold any good thing from you. Good stuff there this morning for sure. From Barry Adams at 365promises.com. WWIB, well, we invite you to have us make a wake-up call to somebody specifically on their birthday. And we had somebody ask for that this morning. And we've got the birthday girl on the line, Karen Stutzman. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Your friend
Cal. I've been awake for a very long time, so actually you didn't wake me up.
Okay, well, I understand. You and Nelson get up very early there on the farm, but your friend Cal Keepers,
he's
always up to something.
Yes, he is.
And he had said, Karen Stutzman from Conrad, it's her birthday today. I was wondering if you could do a wake-up call. And he said, maybe you don't do that anymore. Oh, we absolutely do, but How early do you get up, Karen?
I was awake at 4:15 this morning when my oldest son texted me and said, happy birthday, Mom.
Ah, nice.
And well, Nelson gets up at that time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we get up between 4:30 and 5.
All right. Well, you got to get up pretty early in the morning to, I wasn't going to call you that. Even at 6:20, I thought I wanted to, I thought probably you were up. All right. So what are your birthday plans today?
Our plans are to have breakfast at Lenita's house, whose birthday is also today.
Yes.
and spend the day in Eau Claire shopping for a few things and having dinner with some good friends of ours.
Fantastic. That sounds like a pretty good birthday plan.
It does. It sounds like fun.
Now, tell people where you're located, where you live.
We're at Conrath. Mm-hmm. That is about 10 miles southeast of Ladysmith.
Mm-hmm. And you are...
And we've been farming 44 years.
Mm. All right, still hard at it. All right, and again, Lenita is your daughter-in-law.
Yes.
And the mother of some of your grandkids, right?
Absolutely. We have 8 grandsons, and they have 3 of them.
Mm. 8 grandsons? No granddaughters? All 8 grandsons?
No granddaughters.
Wow.
No. I'm not going to hold my breath waiting.
Well, is that pretty fun, you and Lenita having the same birthday?
It is. It is just fun sharing a birthday with her. Mm-hmm. I call her the Energizer Bunny. She is just a fabulous daughter-in-law. Well, all my daughters-in-law are, but
Fantastic. Well, we gave you guys both a birthday shout-out about a half hour ago, 6:20, with our usual birthdays.
I did hear that.
But fun to give you a wake-up call. Thanks to Cal for putting us up to it here this morning.
Oh, that Cal. He always has to go up one notch.
Yeah, that's right. He's a great guy. Thank you so much. Have your best birthday yet. All right. There's our friend Karen Sussman. Long time and fantastic WIB listener. And we got the best listeners. So it's a Win It Wednesday, and there's a variety of games we play, but we're going to an old standby today.
Yes, it's a WIBERTLE Wednesday. WIBERTLE, 715-723-2555. 26 letters, of course, in the alphabet. And so we're going to see who can guess our 5-letter word. If you get a letter correct, you get to stay on the air and guess another letter. If you get a letter incorrect, then you have to hang up and try to call back. The only caveat is you get one guess with one guess only at the word.
And you got to know that Sherrion Bloomer is out there. I mean, she's a 6-time champion in WIBERTLE. Brian and Oliva has won 5 times, so they stand out.
715-723-2555 for our first guesser, and up for grabs this morning from our friends at Endgame Mini Golf in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. Inside the Cedar Mall there, we have 2 passes for 18 holes each of Blacklight Mini Golf. They have Christian music on Sundays. It's colorful. It's wonderful. It's a great indoor activity when it's going to start getting pretty cold here very soon.
Yeah, this weekend, yeah. All right, so 723-2555. We need callers. We need guessers. If you've never played, we'd love you to jump right in and guess a letter. It's always good to pick a vowel. That's a good way to start. There's only 5 of those, and typically there's got to be at least 1 in the word. So 723-2555, what is our 5-letter word? Guess a letter.
715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win those passes to Endgame Blacklight Mini Golf in Rice Lake. Again, the board is wide open right now with 26 possibilities. We're trying to narrow it down to the 5 letters that are in our word. 715-723-2555. We've got our first contestant.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Tony from Menominee.
All right, hey, Tony from Menominee, go ahead. What letter?
E.
E. Is there an E in there?
Boy, there's not an E, but
there's
call
not
back.
An E. Call back. And right now the phone lines are open, Tony, so you might be able to get back in pretty quickly. 715-723-2555. Tony from Menominee, we've heard from Dunn County. Where else are we going to hear from? Let's go right back here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
All right, Tony. All right. Hey, you hit the redial fast. Go ahead, Tony. Guess again.
Let's go A.
Is there an A in there?
Right in the middle. Good job. Way to stick with the vowels, Tony, even though E let you down.
All right. So blank, blank, A, blank, blank. Tony, you get to guess another letter.
N.
N. Is there an N in there?
There is not.
There is not. All right, Tony. Maybe he's going to get right back through 715-723-2555. Unless someone challenges Tony, he's just going to keep on playing until he wins, and he's going to get those Endgame mini golf passes.
Are people going to just let him just march right through? 723-2555.
715-723-2555. 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hi, this is Will from Hillsdale.
Will from Hillsdale. All right, Will, go ahead. What is your letter guess?
Is there an R?
Is there an R?
There's not.
Not an R. All right, Will from Hillsdale, call us back. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Now a lot more people are willing to try. Good morning, WWIB. Go ahead. What's your guess?
Let's go with a C.
A C. Is there a C in there?
No, there's no C.
No C. All right. We don't see a C in there, but try again. 715-723-2555.
We can tell you there's an A in the middle of the word. It's a five-letter word, but there's no C, E, N, or R.
All right. So there you go. One letter down, four to go.
We've heard from Tony and Will.
I think this is a new contestant. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Will calling again.
Oh, we got Will again. All right, Will, your second chance at this. Go ahead. What's your letter?
How about T?
T. Is there a T in there?
There's not.
There's not a T. Keep plugging away, Will. Keep plugging away. Keep trying.
So, again, of the vowels, we know A is in the middle. We know there's no E. There are other vowels, Caleb.
Yeah, more that, vowels.
I mean, just in general, there's vowels. I'm not saying whether they're in the word. But.
All right, we'll do a few more letter guesses. I think we have Tony from Menominee again. Go ahead, Tony.
B.
Is there a B in there?
Tony's saying, I'm going to disregard your vowel invite. Go with B, and there's no B.
There's no B, Tony. There's no B. All right, let's see if we can get another contestant on the line. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver from Eau Claire. All right, Oliver, go ahead.
Is there a V?
Is there a V as in victory?
There's no V.
Yes.
No V. No V, Oliver. All right, so we're going to take one more guesser here, and if they don't go all the way through wire to wire and win this, we're going to push it off for another 20 minutes.
Where are the ladies today, Caleb?
Yeah, I don't know. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Emily from Altoona.
All right, Emily from Altoona. There's the ladies. Represent the ladies here, Emily. We got to go wire to wire. We're pushing this off 20 minutes down the road on a Win It Wednesday.
A in the middle. Go ahead, Emily.
What's your guess?
Ooh, has anybody guessed S yet?
Has anyone guessed S? They have not, but they should have. You are absolutely correct. S is the first letter, Emily. You get to guess again. Go ahead. We have S.
I just go with an M.
An M. M as in mother. No, not an M, Emily. Thank you for trying. Give us 20 minutes. I know it's frustrating. We want to get somebody those endgame mini golf passes. Give us 20 minutes, and we're going to bring this back, and we're going to get somebody. We're going to get somebody to endgame mini golf.
We got S, blank, A, blank, blank. We'll pick it up 20 minutes away.
Have we stumped you this morning?
Win It Wednesday, WWIB. We're playing Whip Hurdle, and we stumped you so far. Can you get the five-letter word before 8 o'clock? 723-2555. Caleb came up with this word today, and so far we have listeners guess the first letter is an S, and the third letter is an A. And we've also learned, Caleb, that there is no B, C, E, N, R, T, or V. None of those letters is in this five-letter word.
So we're trying to find the remaining three letters. Again, if you haven't played Whip Hurdle before, you call us at 715-723-2555. We'll put you on the air. You get to guess one letter. If your letter is correct, you get to guess again. If not, you can hang up, but you can call back and hope you get through. The only caveat is that you get one guess overall, one guess for the game at the word itself. We're giving away two passes, 18 holes each of Blacklight Mini Golf and Endgame Mini Golf and Rice Lake. And this is Brian Mathewitz is a four-time champ?
Five-time.
Five-time champ. I believe he is on the line. Good morning. Is this indeed Brian from Aliva?
It is. Good morning, guys.
All right, Brian. Our call screen ID is working well. Brian, go ahead. S blank A blank blank. What do you think, Brian?
Is there an H?
Is there an H in there?
There's not an H,
Brian.
There's
not. There's not, but we know you'll persevere. Call back again.
A rare day, Brian's stumped. He's like a reliever coming in out of the bullpen to get the win.
715-723-2555. And I also see on our caller ID that Sherry Steinmetz from Bloomer wants in as well. Is this Sherry?
Well.
Is this Sherry from Bloomer?
Yes, it is.
All right, Sherry.
I'm trying to help somebody win.
Okay. All right, let's see what he can do. Go ahead.
How about F?
F. Is there an F?
There's no F.
There's not an F. All right.
We stumped the two mega champions.
Yeah, well, they can still call back at 723-2555. But in a weird way, and we love you, Sharon. We love you, Brian. But if we can make it a little bit more difficult for you guys, that makes us feel like we're slightly more successful.
It's S blank A blank blank. And again, there's no B, C, E, F, H, N, R, T, and V.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from this morning?
Paul from Park Falls.
Paul from Park Falls. He's been a Win It Wednesday winner before. Paul from Park Falls, what do you think? What letter is next?
You have M.
Is there an M in there?
No, that was already guessed, so go ahead.
Guess again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said N was guessed.
You know what? Both of them are off the board. My apologies. Go ahead.
G.
G. Is there a G?
There's no G.
There's not a G. Paul from Park Falls, think about it. Call us back. We still have three letters. to fill in here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nick. I'm from La Crosse.
All right, Nick from La Crosse, 93.7 FM. Go ahead, my friend. What letter?
How about a C?
How about a C?
That's already been guessed. There's no C.
All right, so try again, Nick.
All right, I lost it. Yep, thank you.
No, you can guess again.
You can guess again. Go ahead. Nick, did we lose you?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. All right, call back, Nick. Call back. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me again say the letters that are not in, okay?
All right.
There is, it's S blank A blank blank, okay? There's no B, C, E, F, G, H, M, N, R, T, or V.
All right, go ahead. Your letter, please.
K.
K. Is there a K in there?
There's not a K.
There's not a K. I'm sorry. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from this morning?
Hi,
Vicky. All right, Vicky, go ahead.
Speak
What's
up.
Your guess?
L.
L. Is there an L? There's not an L.
Nope.
Not an L. Man, we picked a good word this morning.
You did, I'll tell you, yeah.
All right, good morning. Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from today on Win It Wednesday?
This is Beth.
All right, Beth, go ahead.
There's only so many letters left, Beth.
I know. And, oh, shoot. What I thought it was didn't come through.
Didn't pan out.
P.
P, is there a P in there, Beth?
There is.
There is a P. So what do we have there now, Halvo?
It's S blank A P blank.
All right.
S blank A P blank, Beth.
Next letter.
Oh, my word.
It's
R?
Is there an R?
R's already been chosen. Go
All
ahead.
All right, you
guess
can guess again.
Cool. Okay, Oh, boy. J.
There's
no J.
No J. All right. Beth, think about it. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry from Bloomer. Two letters left. What do you think?
Y.
Is there a Y in there?
It's the last letter.
Yes, the very last letter. All right, Sherry from Bloomer.
S blank APY. What? WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Wednesday. Not one, not two, but three different Oreo related stories this morning, Caleb.
Yes. The first is that there is a new flavor of Oreos, and it seems like this is about a monthly occurrence, but there is a new flavor of Oreos that actually sounds quite tasty.
Yeah. Nabisco, the company behind the popular cookie brand Oreo, it's the most popular. They've announced a new hot cocoa flavor. Sounds very much up my alley.
They will be available in both regular and mega stuff. Sizes, cocoa-flavored cream filling. Why wouldn't you go for the mega stuff?
They've
Why
got a
not?
History of introducing limited edition flavors like cookie butter and maple cream, but the hot cocoa flavor expected to be a permanent addition to the Oreo lineup.
I'm on board with that. How about this from social media related to Oreos? If you ever were eating a package of Oreos all alone in your home and saying, man, I wish these tasted like cheesecake. Apparently, people on social media are testing this food hack. I'm not really sure if this would work.
Here's the deal. You dip your Oreo into sour cream, and it'll taste like cheesecake.
Y'all do that and tell us if it works. I don't think we're going to try that one. But speaking of dipping Oreos, how do you keep your fingers dry if you're dipping your Oreos? There's another hack.
Yeah, there
Pro
is.
Pro tip, I guess.
And actually, there's apparently a cookie dipper you can get on Amazon where you can, it's like a fork to dip your cookie, whatever. What? You put the cookie in there, and then you can put it into the milk and pull it out without ever having gotten your fingers wet.
So it's like prongs or tongs of
yes.
a fork. So you basically stick that into the cream of the cookie, use that to dip into your milk, and then eat the cookie. However, how does that solve my problem that I always need to twist the top off my Oreo and then eat the filling out? I'm not sure how that would work.
That's your own. We don't have a device for that yet.
Yes, but maybe, maybe. Amazon, I know you're listening, and Google too, so maybe come up with that. Oreos everywhere, the WIB Wake Up Show this morning.
Well, they say it's all in a name. Did you know that Hawaiian pizza was invented in Canada?
Huh. Really?
Interesting. And we've got some other misleading names, Caleb.
We are educating you here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. German chocolate cake, for instance, was invented by a guy named Sam German. It's not a German dessert.
Who knew?
I didn't know this. It was originally called German's chocolate cake. The possessive form was dropped later, which contributes to the misconception.
You know, we were talking about your favorite pies. I mean, German chocolate cake, very, very good.
Very tasty.
Yeah. Also, the Ford Mustang is often thought to be named after the horse, right?
That's what I thought.
But the name for the Mustang was originally suggested by a Ford engineer who had an interest in the P-51 Mustang fighter plane.
This is fascinating. Yeah. How about Portland, Oregon? It is not named because the city has a port, but it's actually named after a sister city on the other side of the U.S., Portland, Maine.
Why?
I don't know.
Got to dig into that. Buffalo wings aren't named after the animal. They're named after the city, Buffalo, New York.
I did know that one.
I have yet
to see a buffalo with wings.
Okay.
But, yeah, Buffalo, New York, the hometown of the buffalo wings. The color orange, I didn't realize this, I guess. The color orange is named after orange the fruit, not the other way around.
Huh.
Misleading names.
Yeah. Here's one. The Baby Ruth candy bar was named for Ruth Cleveland, the company's president's daughter, and not Babe Ruth, the baseball player.
I think I had heard something about that before. It is a delicious candy bar.
It is very good.
I do enjoy that one. Some misleading names. Two more here in the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. French fries are really from Belgium.
Huh?
But the American soldiers stationed there thought they were French since they were speaking French. And so we've got Belgian waffles. We should have given them credit for the fries as well.
And finally, I'm glad I get to close off with this one. For Hawaiian pizza, Sam Panopoulos, which is just a fun name to say,
it is at home,
Panopoulos, was born in Greece and moved to Canada when he was 20, decided to try out pineapple on pizza way back in 1962 to attract customers to one of his Ontario-based restaurants. Panopoulos says he and his brothers enjoyed the contrast between the pineapple's sweetness and the savory flavor of the ham. I agree. Also added to the pizza, they named it Hawaiian pizza after the brand of canned pineapple used on the pie.
When you think about it, typically I think of Hawaiian pizza with the pineapple and what? Canadian bacon.
Right.
And so that should have been a tip-off, but I had no idea.
Very good. Pizza makes me hungry.
Some misleading names here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Consider yourself informed.